And good morning. This is KBBS 1450 on the AM dial, 103.5 on the FM dial. I'm Brady Safranik. Thank you for joining me this morning. And joining me in studio with the Buffalo Senior Center, I've got AJ Mock and Carmen Christian in studio. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thanks, Brady. Good morning.
Brady.
And we are going to talk. You've got a pie auction coming up, and that's coming up tomorrow already.
It is. Yes, our annual pie auction. We're really excited. Yeah, for tomorrow at 6:30 at the Senior Center. Yeah, it's always a great time. The Brennian Auction does it. Larry and the guys do a great job.
We have a great time.
Oh, man, it's an absolute blast.
And Brennian Auction makes it entertaining anywhere they are.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, it's always a good time when you see them on the lineup card. So you've got the pie auction coming up. I have a question about pie auctions.
Sure.
Okay, I know people bring in pies, they donate pies, they get auctioned off, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
I've always thought it would be neat if you had a pie for donation, but it was just like, you know, the whipped cream pie, and you buy it and then get to smash it in somebody's face.
Wow.
Would that not? I mean, people would pay for that, wouldn't they? Like, hey, you get to smash a pie in Brady Safranik's face. Somebody's going to pay to do that. Are they not?
Would you want to volunteer?
Yeah, absolutely. You could absolutely pie
night?
Me in the face. That'll be fine. I won't be here tomorrow night, however. I'll be down in Casper for basketball. But I could volunteer someone else from here.
that is a great idea, Brady.
That is a great idea.
I do think people would pay for that.
Yeah, we need to come up with somebody volunteer to get a pie in the face.
Yeah, so if there's anybody out there listening that thinks that people might want to hit you with a pie,
yeah,
and you'd be interested, call AJ over at the Senior Center.
Yeah. Or if we'll hook you up. Volunteer someone to get hit in the face with a pie, give us a call.
So you've got this thing coming up tomorrow, the pie auction, as we mentioned. Now, is this for anybody who wants to show up, can show up?
Absolutely.
As long as they got some money in their pocket?
Community-wide, yes.
Yes.
You can bring a pie or bring money. It's your choice. Or bring both. That'd be the best.
And speaking of, you're still looking for donations for items to be sold.
We certainly are. Yeah, we definitely need any kind of goodies. You know, we sell cinnamon rolls. Yeah,
brownies. Fudge. Chocolate-covered strawberries.
Oh, yeah. We had a ton of those last year. Cakes. Pie, and, of course, pies, caramels, candies.
If it's delicious, you'll auction it off.
Absolutely. That's right.
So if they want to donate, do they just stop by the Senior Center with it, give you a call ahead of time?
Yeah, they can just stop by the Senior Center. And anytime tomorrow, we'll store them for whoever that brings them in. And, we'll auction them off later that night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. And is this something you guys have been doing annually for a while?
12th
Since
annual.
Yeah, 12th annual.
12th year, 12 years.
Yep.
How's past turnouts looked?
We've had a very good turnout, I think.
Yeah. Last year it was a little short because of, again, we were just talking about state basketball. So last year we had it on Friday night and missed some people because they were going out of town. So hopefully tomorrow night people will still be in town. They'll come out and support the Senior Center. And the program that it supports is the National Family Caregiver
Support
program. And it's for our the respite program. And if anyone is a caregiver out there, they know what respite is. And if you don't know what it is, it's for us to come in and give you a little time off from your loved one, because caregiving starts to become kind of hard and sometimes emotionally, physically hard job.
It can be draining.
Absolutely. Yes. And people get burned out. They need a break. Mm-hmm. And so that's what the services that Carmen's talking about, that we can provide for those people.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
So that's what this pie auction is for. So come out and give a lot of support and help your community caregivers.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, you mentioned with state basketball, kind of thinking last year when you did it on Friday that you might have had some people that were down there watching that instead of coming to this event. And even though there is state basketball tomorrow night, those people can stay in town and go to the pie auction and turn on KBBS and listen to the game.
Yeah,
because I'll be down there. So I'll call the game. They can listen here and buy pies all night long.
Perfect.
That's a great partnership.
Absolutely.
So we've got the pie auction again. You're still looking for items, basically anything that can can be baked or is delicious. You mentioned things like chocolate covered strawberries are even something that that people could bring in. So if you have something you'd like to donate for the pie auction, stop on by the Senior Center. What would kind of be the deadline tomorrow as a time that you'd like to have stuff in by?
If we could have things in by 6 o'clock tomorrow night, that would be great. Earlier would be better. 5 o'clock would be better.
Okay.
But, yeah, it doesn't start till 6:30. We're usually setting up by 5:30, 6 o'clock. So, okay. Yeah, if, you know, hopefully you don't get a bunch of people in at 6 o'clock.
You'd be sitting there, yeah. And then 12 people show up.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
I think that has happened. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, it has.
If you bring it, we'll auction it.
There you go. So stop on by with anything you want to donate. What time is the pie auction tomorrow?
6:30.
It's at 6:30. Okay, so stop on out 6:30 tomorrow night. Bring your blank checks. or deep pockets, and help out the respite care program, which, go ahead.
And can I throw something else out there?
Sure.
So if you're not going to be in town, we also take checks, and we will bid for you and buy things for you. So if you just want to drop off a $100 check, AJ or I will buy a pie for you. So
there you go.
And Carmen's really good at finding some good things for a pretty low price. She did last year.
Bargain hunter?
I am a bargain hunter. I want the most bang for my buck, so if I can get three pies instead of one.
Well,
that's
there
right.
You go. Absolutely. So check out this pie auction tomorrow, 6:30. That's at the Senior Center, correct?
It is, yep.
Okay, so come on out to the Senior Center. Check that out. And in studio here, I've got AJ Mock and Carmen Christian. Was there anything else, anyone else you guys wanted to thank on the air before we wrap things up here this morning?
No, not really. Other than the people that are donating to the Senior Center for the pies or any of the goodies that you bring, thank you. You know, that really helps us for our mission and for that respite program. And again, thank you to the Branyon Auction Company for holding this for us. So. Yeah.
And yeah, you know, people, if they're kind of on the fence about whether or not they want to go and they hear Branyon Auction's going to be there, that probably jumps them over the fence. Say, okay, I'll go. That's going to be a good time.
It is entertaining. Yeah.
Entertainment. That's
yep.
Right.
All right. Once again, AJ Mock and Carmen Christian in studio from the Buffalo Senior Center. Check out their pie auction tomorrow night, 6:30. They are still taking donations for stuff to sell. You can drop that off. They'd like it by 5 o'clock at the latest tomorrow. Would be excellent. So, guys, thank you so much for taking the time today. And enjoy the day. It's supposed to be beautiful, sunny, and in mid-40s today.
Awesome. Thanks, Brady.
Thanks, Brady.
Absolutely. This is KBBS 1450 AM and 103.5 FM.